Lord, we're very, very thankful for your goodness to us. We're just a feeble people, but we need your help. We think of our friends, Sonny and Narissa, and Eric and Sarah, and others, Lord, and many have been afflicted or some are still afflicted by this disease. We pray that you will heal them quickly. We pray that you will preserve us from getting the disease if it would be your will. And we pray, Lord, that soon this plague will be behind us so that life can return to a normalcy of friendship and fellowship. And now, Lord, this afternoon, we turn to the truth of God, and we pray that you will speak to our hearts as we study the Bible together. We remember, Lord, that one of the themes of the book of James is that we be not just hearers, but we be doers of the things that we hear in the Bible. And so may we respond, Lord, we pray, with wisdom and with speed to do what you want us to do.
主啊,希望我们每个人呢,都做出这样的回应,用智慧和很快的去做。
We give thanks now in the name of Jesus.
我们献上感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we've been studying in the book of James. So take your Bible and turn to the book of James, and we're going to consider today chapter 4.
我们一直在学习雅各书呢。
The chapter begins with a couple of questions. It says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?
以提问的方式出现,你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢?不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗?
So why do we fight?
我们为什么要争斗?
Well, in a bad situation, you and I would fight if I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and you wanted to do what you wanted to do. We'd fight.
这个呢,我们... 争战斗殴呢,是通常在这样的一个情况下,你想做你做的事,我想做我做的事,你想以你的方式去做,我想以我的方式,这样我们就开始争战斗殴。Why
is there war in the Ukraine?
为什么在乌克兰有这场战争呢?
It's very simple. Russia says, we want you, we want your money, we want your talent, we want your land, we want what you've got. And they say, no, we want what we've got.
这个呢是非常简单,因为俄罗斯说,我想要你们有的东西,我想要你们的土地,我想要你们所有的那些智慧,所以呢,乌克兰人说呢,不,我们也想要我们的,我们不给你,所以就打起来。But
the first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and soul and mind and strength.
这个实际的第一戒就是说呢,你要爱你的神,全心,全魂,全意的爱你的神。
So if we all wanted what Jesus wants, we wouldn't fight, would we?
如果我们所有的是想要主耶稣基督让我们想要的，我们就不会打仗, 对不对?
It's wonderful. It solves all the problems. You just do what Jesus wants.
这个是非常神奇的，你会解决所有的问题，你只是做主耶稣基督要你做的事情。
And the little children get along very well when they all decide all they're going to do is what mommy wants them to do.
这个小孩们，他们会那个有时候会很和睦和谐，因为是他们所有的都是去做妈妈要求他们做的事情。
So there's lots of fighting in the world. And the reason is because we want what we want. We don't want God what God wants. We're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves.
这世界上有很多的战争，这就是因为我们想要我们自己想要的东西，我们不是想要神要我们想要的东西。神告诉我们，你们爱你的邻居如爱你自己一样。
If we wanted what our neighbor wants, we certainly wouldn't steal from him, would we?
如果我们想要我们邻居想要的东西，我们就不会从邻居家偷东西，是不是？
And so the verse goes on, verse 2, you want something, but you don't get it.
第二句说呢，你们贪恋还是得不着。
That usually means you want it more and you're prepared to fight more.
这个意思呢，就是你想要更多的，所以你要为这个想要更多的去争斗。
And so the verse says, you kill and you covet, but you cannot have what you want.
接着说呢，你们杀害、嫉妒，又你还是得不到。
What does covet mean?
那个嫉妒是什么？
Covet means I want something that God doesn't want me to have now.
这个呢，就是贪恋呢，就是说我想要一个东西，神不想要我现在得到的。
If God wanted me to have it today, He'd give it to me today, wouldn't He?
如果神让我想要我今天得到这样的东西，他会给我，是不是？
And so if I don't have it today, but I really want it today, that would be sin, because I wouldn't be saying, thank you, Lord, for giving me what I deserve. I would say, Lord, you're not fair. You haven't given me what I want.
如果我今天想要的，想要我今天不该得到的东西，这就是罪，是不是？我们就应该跟主说，主啊，我要向您献上感恩，因为我今天所得到的唯一拥有的一切，向您献上感恩。But
Mr. Putin says, if you don't give it to me, I'll kill you.
那个普丁先生说，如果你不给我，我杀你。And
he's happy to kill.
他非常高兴去杀人。Pretty
bad world we live in.
我们住在一个多么坏的世界。And
then the verse goes on, verse 2, and it says, you quarrel and you fight. You do not have because you do not ask God.
这个第二节接着说呢，又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
Wouldn't it have been nice if Mr. Putin had asked God for what he wanted, rather than to kill 20,000 Ukrainians?
如果那个普丁他是向神求他所要的东西，而不是去杀害两万多乌克兰人，这是不是一件美事儿？
Why don't we have what we want? Usually because we don't ask God.
为什么我们没有？ 得到我们想要的，因为通常我们不去求神给我们。
It always amazes me you can get more people to a football game than you can to church.
这个时候有时候让我感到惊奇的是呢，那个足球比赛呢，橄榄球比赛通常能够吸引很多的人，但是呢，那些人却不到教堂了。Something's
pretty wrong when that happens.
如果这样的事情发生，肯定有很 有什么不对了?
But then verse 3 says, when you ask, You do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
第三节继续说，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
All right, what is it you really want?
你真的想要什么呢？
And oftentimes you want things that aren't good for you.
通常呢，你想要那些对你自己有好处的东西。
Most of the people want things for themselves, for their own pleasure, rather than for the good of God and the good of others.
大多数人呢，他们想要的东西呢，就是为他们自己的好处，为自己的情欲，而不是说为了神的好处和其他人的好处。
How would you know what it is that you're really praying for?
你怎么知道你真的祷告的是什么呢？
Well, you'd simply sit down and you'd look at your prayer life and you would say, all right, what have I prayed for today?
你看看你的祷告的日子，你就说呢，我今天祷告会怎么样呢？
And you may find that your prayer life is somewhat disorganized, or it may be highly organized.
你会发现你的祷告的人生呢，有时候是无序的，有时候是非常无序的。
Many of us have a prayer list, and we list things on the prayer list in order to make sure that we pray about those things rather than the things we may like.
我们很多人呢有一个祷告的一个列表，我们那个表把我们所要祷告的事都列在那个表上，这个目的就是为什么呢？是我们要去为那个表上的事情祷告，而不是为我自己喜欢想要的东西祷告。
So when I was a teenager, what I really wanted was a car.
当我还是个青少年的时候呢，我最想要的就是一辆车。
And so I could have prayed, Lord, please give me a car. I want a nice car. I want this kind, that kind. Please give me a nice car.
我可以这么去祷告，可能的话就是说，主啊，求你给我一辆车，给我一辆这样的好的车，给那样一个类型的车。
And frankly, I may have prayed for that, but I can't remember.
所以呢，坦率的说，我有可能那么祷告了，但是我记不得了。
But I can remember praying for some of my friends.
但是我能够记住的是我为我的朋友们祷告。
And I prayed that they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
我祷告他们会接受主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
And guess what happened?
你猜猜发生了什么？
Some of my friends became Christians and I didn't get a car.
所以呢，我的一些朋友们呢，信了主，但是我却仍然没有得到我想要的车。
But several years later, God did give me a car.
几年以后呢，神真的赐给我一辆车。
And I was very, very happy.
我非常非常高兴那个时。
And I drove the car after I bought it. I drove it for 2 blocks.
然后呢，他得到那辆车呢，他开始开那个车，开了两个街口。
And I pulled over to the side of the road and I prayed.
然后我就把车停在路边，然后开始祷告。
And I said, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me this car."
我说感谢主，感谢您赐给我这辆车。
Would you please let this car be full of people that I can take to the chapel so they can hear about Jesus.
请您让这辆车充满了那些想去教堂的人，这样他们就能够听到主耶稣基督。
Well, that was a good car. I drove that car for a year and a half, a year, I guess a little more than a year. Drove the car for a little more than a year. I sold it for almost as much money as I paid for it.
那个是非常好的一辆车，但我开了一年，大概一年多以后呢，我就把那辆车卖掉了，卖掉的价钱跟我买的时候价钱是一样的。
Most of my other cars, I had to pay people to take them away from me. They'd fallen apart.
很多车呢，我其他的车呢，我必须要付钱给别人，别人把我车拿走，因为那辆车已经坏了。
The Lord's good. He gives you what you need. Analyze your prayer life. Record, if you want, what you're praying about. And listen to your prayers. Your prayers often can be very selfish.
这个神是你要去分析你的祷告，分析祷告呢，然后把你的祷告仔细的回顾一下，你会发现你的很多祷告是自私的。
Don't pray for things just because you want them, or just because if you get them, it'll make you feel good.
不要去为那样的事情祷告。因为呢，祷告的时候呢，就是你想要得到某样东西，你就去祷告，然后你得到那样东西呢，是让仅仅是让你感觉好一点。
Now verse 4 is very important. It says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God."
第四节呢是比较有趣的，你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Usually, what we want for ourselves, for our pleasures, is to have something that the world can give that'll make me feel better.
有时候呢，我们想要的东西呢，只是为了我们自己的情欲。这样呢，这些东西呢，世界本来是也可以给我们的。世界给我们东西呢，只是让我们自己感觉好一点。
The Lord basically says, Harold, I'm the one who can make you feel better. You don't need the things in the world to make you feel better. You don't need a car. You don't need all the other things that the boys want. What you need is Jesus.
你主说呢 ，Harold， 我你今只有我可以让你感觉好一些。你不需要那个世界让你感觉好的东西，你也不需要一辆车，你需要的是信主耶稣基督。
Now adultery is a terrible thing.
淫乱呢是一个很可怕的事情。
Adultery says, I used to like you, I used to love you, I used to tell you how much I love you, but now I love somebody else better.
那个淫乱呢就是说呢，我曾经爱过你，我曾经非常非常的爱你，我曾经就是唯一的爱，但是现在呢，我却喜欢别人了。
Well, that is a terrible thing. It's terrible for the one who does it. It's terrible for the one against whom the adultery is committed.
这个里面呢，是一件非常非常的可怕的事情，对那些犯了这些淫乱的人来说，这是更可怕。
But for us to say, God, I love you, but actually, I'd be far happier if you'd give me more stuff or give me more what I want. And God says, that's adultery, Harold. You can't do that.
对我们自己来说呢，我们说神啊，我真的很爱您，但是呢，您能不能给我一点我想要的东西，给更多其他的一些东西？神说 ，Harold， 那就是淫乱，你不能那么做。
Now, normal adultery is something that somebody does in secret. He doesn't have two people at the same time. He puts one against the other. It's all quiet.
有些人呢，通常呢，这些淫乱呢，都是在暗处秘密的发生的。他就是说呢，哎，我不让这个人知道，我不让那个人知道，让所有人都不知道这件事情的发生。
But spiritual adultery would be worse than that, wouldn't it?
但是灵里的这种淫乱比这个更糟糕，是不是？
Spiritual adultery says, God, I like you very much, But I like the world more, so please give me more of the world and less of you, please.
这个林立的这个引论呢，就是说呢，神呐、啊，我真的真的很喜欢你，但是呢，求你给我，我更爱这个世界，求你给我一点更多的这个世界的东西，而不是由您来的东西。
Is it that bad?
这个是有那么糟糕吗？
That's what God says. There's Jesus here, and there's the world. And if you love Jesus, that's good. And if you love the world and you have Jesus, that's adultery. Wow.
神说呢，这里是主耶稣基督。如果你爱主耶稣基督很好，这里也是世界。如果你同时爱世界，也爱主耶稣。这个是淫乱、
啊、Do I need a better car?
我需要一个好的车吗？
Do I need a lot of other better things?
我需要很多其他的更好的东西吗？
No. When the Lord wants you to have them, you can have them. But that's not the priority.
所以这个呢，不是的。如果主要让你有更好的东西，你就会有。但是呢，这不是你的首要的事情。
And so the big problem that we have in the world today is that people who not love Jesus, they also have the temptation of loving the world and not loving Jesus. The more you love Jesus, the less you love the world. The more you love the world, the less you love Jesus.
我们当今世界的问题呢，就是有些人说他爱主耶稣基督，但是他有那样的诱惑去爱这个世界。所以呢，如果你更爱主耶稣基督的话，你就更少的去爱这个世界。如果你更爱这个世界的话，你就更少的爱主耶稣基督。
Now he says, do you think the scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us tends toward envy?
这个里面讲的是说呢，第五节，你们想经上所说的是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
The Bible says it's true that we long for, we lust after things that we do not necessarily need to have.
这个圣经讲的时候是这是真的，因为我们贪恋这个世界上，我们就是贪恋世界上我们本来不要给应该有的东西。
Verse 6 says, He gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
第六节说呢，但他就神赐更多的恩典，所以经上说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Why would I like a car?
为什么我喜欢要辆车呢？
Well, when I was a boy, when I was a teenager, I wanted a car so that I wouldn't have to take the bus all the time.
当我还是个孩子的时候，当我还是个青少年的时候呢，如果我有辆车，我就不用去坐巴士了。
But it's true, I also said, I would like a car that's better than your car, so I can say, my car's better than your car.
那这个也是真的，我想要有一辆比你更好的车，我就说，我的车比你好多了。
And frankly, I was very disappointed when I got my car, because it really wasn't a flashy boy's car.
当我在得到我的那辆车的时候呢，其实呢，我很失望，因为这并不是我想要的那样一个很 fancy 的一个小孩男孩要的车。
Nobody ever said to me, I like your car.
没有，从来没有人跟我说过我喜欢你的车。
It was a good car. I didn't spend any money on maintenance. Served me very well, but it's just it wasn't fancy. Nobody was envious of my car.
因为呢，我那个车呢是一辆很好的车，只是呢里面没有更多的装饰，也没有更好的保养， 也不是那样一辆很 fancy 的车，没有人说呢，我嫉妒你那辆车。
All right, so we don't say, I want people to be envious of me. We say, I want people to love the Lord Jesus too.
我们总是呢这么说，我们不想别人嫉妒我，我们只想要别人更爱主耶稣。
So some people say, well, I want lots of things from God so that people will say, oh, you're very good. Look at your nice things.
有些人呢，他们从神那里想要很多的东西，要的东西他们只是想别人对他说，哦，你有这么的好东西，看看你。
But remember now, God opposes the proud people who are envious. But he gives grace to the humble people.
大家记住，神是阻挡那些别人嫉妒的骄傲的人，而是赐恩给谦卑的人。
Okay, God has promised to give to us what we need, not everything we want.
神是应许了给我们我们所需要的，而不是每一件我们所想要的东西。
And God says now, I'll give you lots of things. Every one of us have more than we need.
神会说呢，我会给你更多的东西，因为我每个人都有了超过我们需求的东西。
There's more food on the table than I can eat.
桌子上通常的食物呢，超过我所能吃的。
That's very, very kind of God to give me that much.
这是非常非常的慈善的一个神给我们这么多吃的。
And God in his mercy gives to everybody what they need. Don't love the world. Love God. Don't love the things that the world can give. Love God.
神给呢，因着他的怜悯给了我们所有我们需要的东西，不要去爱这个世界，要爱神。
And so when we pray, and again, we're analyzing our prayer life. When we pray for others. We pray for the blessing of God. And when we pray for ourselves, we say, all right, Lord, would you please give me what you think I need? And I won't be praying for all kinds of other things.
当我们分析我们祷告的人生的时候呢，当我们为其他的人祷告的时候呢，我们说，神啊，请赐福那些人。当然，我们为我们自己祷告的时候呢，我们就说呢，神啊，求你给我所需要的东西，不要去求其他的你不需要的。
Now that's the great principle of the Lord's Prayer when we read it in Matthew, isn't it?
这就是主导文里的一个伟大的那个原则，当我们在马太福音里读到的时候，是不是
？The prayer begins, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven."
这个呢，祷告开始时候，我们在天上的父啊，我们尊您的名为圣，哎，我们祈祷您的国降临，您的旨意在地上行，如同行在天上。
But what about me? That's all about God. What about me? And the next line says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
那上面所祷告的所有都是为神祷告的。那么为我祷告什么呢？下一节下面一句话就是说，求您赐给我每日的饮食。
And the Lord in his mercy has given us more bread than we can eat. How gracious is our God.
借着神的怜悯，神给了我们每天超过我们所需要的饮食，我们的神是多么有恩典的一个神。
Then verse 7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
第七文，七节说，故此，你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑
了。All right, that's all very good, but what's the devil got to do with it?
我们 想这都很好，但是那个魔鬼在这里有什么他的事儿？
We've been talking about praying. We've been talking about trying to get the things that we want. What's the devil got to do with the conversation?
我们呢，试图呢，就是去祷告，我们试图去要我们所想要的东西。在我们这样的交谈中，魔鬼在这里扮演什么角色？
The devil's temptation to you and to me is you deserve more than God has given you.
那个魔鬼给我们的诱惑和试探呢，就是说你应该得到更多的神给你的东西。
The devil says if God loved you, he would give you more.
那个魔鬼说，如果神爱你，他会给你更多。
He said to Adam and Eve, you got all the fruit that you could eat. If you did nothing but eat all day like a cow, you still couldn't eat all the food he's given you.
他们的魔鬼对亚当和夏娃说呢，你们每天呢吃那么多饮食，吃那么多果实，那么你就像一个母牛一样，可以吃所有的神给你吃的东西。
The devil said you should really eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you know, because if God loved you, he'd give you that tree to, you could have eaten of that tree.
然后魔鬼就跟他说呢，你知道吗？你应该吃那个辨别善恶的树上的果子，如果神已经把那个给了你，你就应该吃那个果子。
So where does the thought of the love of the world come from?
那么这个爱世界的这个想法是从哪里来的呢？
Comes from the devil.
从魔鬼来的。
The devil said, Harold, you deserve a new car.
魔鬼说 ,Harold, 你应该得到一辆新车。
And I say, well, I want a new car. Hopefully God will give me a new car someday.
我就说那是啊，我真的想要一辆新车，但是我希望有一天神会真的赐给我一辆新车。
And some people say, you know, I really, 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 I really, really, really want this.
有些人他说呢，我真的真的真的真的很想要这个东西。
And the Lord says, now you just resist the devil. The devil's the one who's saying, you really want it. You really deserve it. You should have it. You resist him. You say, no, devil, I got something else that I want.
这个主说呢，你要抵挡那个魔鬼，因为魔鬼会说，对呀，你真的是，你应该得到那个东西，你真的是想要得那个东西，这个东西本来就是该你的，你要对魔鬼说是不。我想要其他的东西。
And the wonderful thing is, if you say no to the devil, in the power of the Spirit of God, he will flee from you.
这个呢，非常奇妙的事呢，就是说，如果你急着圣灵的大能对魔鬼说不，魔鬼就可以从你面前逃走。
And you'll end up saying, you know, I don't really want that much anymore.
你就一直要跟他说呢，最后说我真的不想要那个东西。
All right, what's verse 8 say? Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
第八节说你们亲近神。人家必亲近你们，有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手，心怀恶意的人呢，要洁净你们的心。
All right, what is the antidote to loving the world?
那个对爱世界的解药是什么？
Spend more time with God.
就是和神亲近神。
And if you love God more, you won't love the world as much.
如果你更爱神的话呢，你就不会那么爱世界了。
I've often told you that the happiest time in the week for me is and has been for a long time. The happiest time in the week is Sunday evening at 9 o'clock.
对我来说呢， 对我最高兴的在一个星期里最高兴的时间，这个东西对我来说在很久没发生过了，就是说是在晚上星期天晚上的九点钟是我最高兴。
Why is that?
为什么？
Because I spend all day Sunday with God.
因为我整个星期天我都和神在一起。
And that's pretty good.
这个非常好。
All my life, I've done that.
他的整个人生中他都是这么做的。
You worship God in the morning, and you learn of him or you teach about him at the family Bible hour, and then you have lunch with the saints, and then you serve him in the afternoon, and then you hear more in the evening, and when the day is all done, you say, thanks God, that's been a good day.
你早上来敬拜神，然后在那个家庭的时间呢，你或者教导，或者去听那个神的教导。然后中午呢，你和那个圣徒们一起吃午餐。然后下午呢，你再做一些更多的一些教导，或者听一些信息。在晚上呢，你又听一些信息，做一些教导。然后我就说，对，太高兴了，我这一天和神在一起。
And I say, all right, Harold, you get to go to work tomorrow. Won't that be fun?
然后我就跟自己说 Harold, 你明天要去工作，这个有趣吗？
And I say, no, that won't be much fun.
我就说不，我这个没什么乐趣。
And then I say, if I go to work tomorrow, I'll get more money, and then I can buy more stuff, I can buy a new car. Will that be fun? No.
然后呢，我就说呢，如果我明天去工作呢，我会去赚更多的钱，赚更多的钱，我就会买一辆更好的车。这个对我来说是有趣的吗
？No, if I get a new car, it'll probably get a flat tire too.
这个也不能让我高兴。如果我真的得到了一辆新车呢，我可能胎破了。
What is it that causes us great joy in life? It's being close to God.
那么在我们人生中那个喜乐的源泉是什么呢？是亲近神。
If you, if you spend a lot of time with God, you'll love him more.
如果你和神在一起的时间越久呢，你就会更越爱他。
If you spend a lot of time in the world, you'll love the world more.
如果你花很多的时间在世界里面呢，你就会更爱世界。
And so there's a phrase that we have in English. I don't know if it's in Chinese, but it goes like this. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
他说呢，在英文里有这么一个词，一个词呢，在中文里不知道怎么讲，他就说你那个缺席会让你的那个心变得更想去寻找。
And somebody said, well, that doesn't really make much sense because it doesn't make much sense.
有些人说呢，这个看起来没什么道理，但真的就是没什么道理。
In the area of romance, absence makes the heart grow fonder of somebody else.
所以呢，当你在这个你非常浪漫的人生中，如果你分离呢，是让你去找别的人。
In spiritual things, absence makes the heart grow fonder of the world. If you stay away from God, you'll love the world more.
在那个灵里讲呢，如果你离开了神呢，让你的心里呢滋生那种更爱世界的那种想法。
But if you'll stay away from the world, you'll love God more.
如果你呢，离那个世界越远，你就更爱神。
So when we were younger, we used to go to Bible camps often.
当我们还很年轻的时候，我们经常去那个圣经的营会。
We would go to Bible camp for 10 days.
我们会去那个圣经营会十天。
We'd go up on a Sunday morning, we would come back the following Wednesday or Thursday.
我们星期天早上去，然后
come back on a Monday morning, come back the following Wednesday or Thursday.
我们是星期一的早上去，然后在下个星期的星期三回来。And
people would often say, these were the best 10 days of my life.
有些人说呢，这是我在人生中最好的10天。
Then we started having camps just 7 days.
然后呢，他也在那个营会里待7天。
And a few years ago, we had the last of our 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel picnics, or camps rather. It was only for 3 days.
就是很多年以后呢，我们在16的教会里，在这样的一些营会呢，只持续3天了。And
we would go to camp for 3 days. We would be all together. We were on an island. There was no other distractions, nobody else, just the Christians and the gospel together for 3 days.
我们呢都会去那个营会，整个教会的人，然后我们待在那里是一个岛上，在岛上待那个3天，这3天里没有任何人的打扰，没有任何其他的干扰因素，就是基督徒和圣经在那里。
One of those who were there on that last occasion was a woman who's relatively rich.
在那个最后一次我们聚会的时候呢，里面有一个女士，她很有钱。She's
got enough money to buy pretty much whatever she would like.
她的钱呢，就是她想买什么，她就能买什么。And
she said, you know, this camp was one of the best things in my life. It's a, when can we do it again? This is a wonderful thing.
他说呢，这个圣经营会呢，是我人生中最美好的一部分。我们就还想要这样的东西。Okay,
if you get close to God, that's what verse number 8 says. Come near to God, he will come near to you. You get close to God, and you won't worry about the other things. You stay away from God, you will worry.
第八节说，你们亲近神呢，神就必亲近你。如果你靠近了神呢，你不会担心其他的事情。如果你不靠近神呢，你就会有很多要担忧的事。What
is wrong with COVID?
那么新冠有什么问题？
And there's two things wrong with COVID. One is, because of COVID, some people get very sick and some people even die.
这个呢，新冠的这个坏处呢，第一个呢，就是说有些人会病得很重，甚至死了。But
the more serious problem with COVID is that COVID has attempted to bring the church apart. And instead of being together as we should be, we tend to go apart. Even on Zoom, we're not as close as we should be.
这个新冠的第二个最严重的问题呢，就是说他尝试着把教会给分离。他我们本来是尝试着聚在一起，但是尽管我们能够在 Zoom 上聚在一起，但是我们仍然没有那么亲近。What
are the consequences?
结果是什么呢?
Some Christians get spiritually sick.
有些基督徒呢，在灵里生病了。And
some Christians go so far away, they act like they're dead.
有些人呢，他远离了主，然后他们的行为看起来他们就是个死人。And
our responsibility is to get closer to God and to the people of God than to go away. Keep on coming back.
我们的职责呢，就是让神，让所有的人更靠近神，让所有的人都来靠近神，不要离去，要亲近神。Many
people go to church on Sunday morning.
很多人呢，去教堂呢，是星期天早上。
Some people go to Bible study on Tuesday afternoon.
有些人呢，来参加星期二下午的圣经学习。
Why would people go to a Bible study on Tuesday afternoon?
为什么人会参加星期二下午的一个圣经学习呢？
Because they want to draw closer to God.
因为他们想亲近神。
Okay, we're glad we're here today.
我们非常高兴我们今天大家都在这里。
I'm glad you're here.
我很高兴你们在这里。
You're glad you're here.
你也非常高兴你自己在这里。
You're glad I'm here.
你非常高兴我在这里。
Why? We want to grow closer to God, because if we do, God will grow closer to us.
为什么呢？因为我们都想亲近神。如果我们亲近神呢，神就会亲近我们。
One more story.
再讲一个故事。
Many years ago, I got a bad cold.
很多年前呢，他得了重感冒。
It didn't go away.
这个感冒挥之不去。
It got worse.
越来越严重。
I got the cold in August, and I was very sick in November.
八月份得了重感冒，但是在十一月份，直到十一月份，他仍然病得很重。
I was renting an apartment in a house with a doctor.
他租住的那个公寓里面呢，是跟医生在一起。
And the doctor simply said to me, "You're sick. You'd better go and see your doctor."
所以那个医生跟我说呢，你病得很重，你最好去看你的医生。
So I said, "Well, no, I won't do that." But I said, "I'm going to stop going to work for a few days."
我说呢，我不会去看我的医生，我会停止工作几天。
So I spent 10 days at home sick.
然后呢，我在家里呢，就是请了十天的病假。
All I did was eat and sleep and study my Bible for 10 days.
十天里我所有做的事情呢，就是睡觉。吃饭，学圣经。
I didn't get any stronger. I was still sick.
他并没有强壮起来，他仍然病得很重。
And by the grace of God, in January, I went to the Caribbean islands where Eric Peterson was, and it was hot, and I got well.
然后呢？记得神的恩典，在下一年的一月份，他就去了加勒比海岸，就是那里非常的热，就像 Eric 前不久去了巴哈马斯那里。
But I spent 10 days with God.
然后他呢，花了十天的时间和神在一起。
And I remember driving to work the next morning.
我记得就是说十天以后的一个早上我开车去上班。
And I looked at all the people in the other cars. And I said, what is wrong with you people?
然后我环顾所有的我周围的车里的人，我说你们有什么不对吗？
Why are you going to work? Why don't you all drive home and spend the next few days with God?
为什么你们都开车去上班，而不是开车回家，跟神在一起，花几天时间和神在一起呢？
That's what life is all about, spending time with God.
这就是我们人生的意义，花时间和神在一起。
Moses went up to a mountain, spent 40 days with God. How do you think he felt?
摩西呢，上到山上去和神呢待了四十天，你认为他的感觉怎么样？
Well, he was probably hungry, but he realized what a wonderful time it was. I spent 40 days with God.
摩西呢，他可能有点饿了，但是呢，他说呢，这是一个多么奇妙的时间，他花了四十天和神在一起。
The Lord Jesus Christ went into the wilderness after his baptism. He spent 40 days with God.
这主耶稣基督在受洗以后呢，去到旷野里，待了四十天，跟神在一起。
Well, the marvelous thing is that he came out from that with the power of the Spirit of God on him, and God did wonderful things.
这个很奇妙的是，在主耶稣基督四十天出来以后呢，神的圣灵呢的大能呢都在一起，神的心。
What are the rules? Number one, submit yourself to God.
这个是什么样的一个规则呢？就是，把你自己交给神。Number
two, resist the devil and say, no, I'm not going to.
那个第二个呢，就是对那些诱惑说不，我不想去做。Number
three, draw near to God, come near to God.
第三个呢，亲近神。
Number four, wash your hands.
第四条呢，洗手。
It's true, isn't it? The closer you get to God, the more you realize you're not as clean as you should be.
这个是真的，就是你跟神靠得越近，你就意识到你自己没有你想象的那么清洁。
God is clean. And when we get close to him, why, he says, Harold, you better go take another bath. You go wash your hands. You're not as clean as you should be.
神是洁净的。当我们靠近神的时候，那神是Harold，你最好去洗个澡，你最好去洗个手，因为你看起来没那么干净。
And then you purify your heart. You wash your hands on the outside because that's easy. You can see the problem. And then you go to the heart and you say, Lord, you purify me there too.
然后你亲近你的心，你首先的洗手呢，这是比较容易做到的，因为你知道手上有脏的，洗掉。然后神就说，然后你去洁净你的心。Okay,
you get the five things. Number one, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, come near to God, wash your hands, purify your hearts.
现在有五件事，是不是？第一个呢，要顺服神；第二个，抵挡魔鬼；三个，亲近神；第四个呢，亲近你的手；第五个呢，亲近你的心。Now,
why do you purify your heart?
为什么你要洁净你的心呢？
Because the heart is usually double-minded. I love God, I love the world.
因为心呢，通常是心怀二意的。我爱神，我爱世界。
That's double-mindedness. Which way are you going to go? The Lord Jesus says, no man can serve two masters. You either love God or you love money and the world.
这个呢，就是实际上就是心怀二意的，是不是？你这样，在主耶稣基督的时候，那你不可能服侍两个主人，你或者爱神，你或者爱世界。So
the Lord says, what you do is you purify your heart, and you say, Lord, I want to love you more.
那主说呢，你要清洁你的心，你会说呢，洁净我的心，说主啊，我想爱你更多。
But the Lord says, maybe you're going to have to be even more serious with yourself. And so he keeps on going to verse 9. And he says, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
这个里面讲的呢，第九节讲的就是主说你的情况可能会变得更加严重。第九节就说你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀、欢乐变作愁闷，勿要在主面前自卑，主就必将你升高。Now
the problem is that many of us only know a superficial repentance. That's hard to translate, Roy, but anyway.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the greatness of the great men of repentance in the Bible?
你们大家都记得在圣经里一个 悔改的，就是一个很大的悔改的一个人。
David knew great repentance.
那大卫王他知道怎么样是
We read about his repentance in Psalm 32 and Psalm 51.
你们大家可以在诗篇32和51篇里读到他那个伟大的忏悔。
He knew he should never have been with Bathsheba.
他知道他不应该和八十八在一起。
And so he knew what it was, verse 9, to grieve and to mourn and to wail.
他知道在第九节里面所描述的愁苦、悲哀、哭泣。
And his laughter was turned into mourning and to joy.
他的那个喜笑呢，变成悲哀。
What happened? Well, after his great repentance,God gave him great restoration.
又发生了什么呢？在那个大卫王的那个伟大的那个忏悔中，神给了他伟大的那种复兴。
His relationship with Bathsheba, though it began as the worst thing in his life.
他和那个八十八的那个关系呢，是他人生中最做的错的最大的一件事。
God turned it around, and it became the best thing in his life. And God gave them 4 sons, and each one was outstanding for God. All the rest of David's sons weren't, but those 4 were outstanding. God turned them around because he grieved and he mourned, and his heart was turned to.Sorrow rather than to laughter.
这个呢，神呢，把他人生中最糟糕的一件事变成了他大卫王人生中最好的一件事。神呢，给了他赐给他四个孩子，那个四个孩子呢，都是那个很大的，就很伟大的属神的人。这是为什么呢？因为大卫在他的忏悔中，他愁苦。悲哀哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
Remember the repentance of Judah.
你们那些犹大的忏悔。
Judah was the man whose idea it was to sell his brother Joseph for 20 pieces of silver.
犹大呢，就是那个人把他的弟弟约瑟。卖了20银钱的那个人。
And Joseph had a terrible life after that.
那约瑟呢，在他之后呢，有一个很糟糕的人生。
And that was wrong. It was Judah who had the terrible life after that. I'm sorry.
这个他讲错了，而这件事情所做的呢，是那个犹大在他人生中做的最糟糕的一件事。
But Judah knew what repentance was. And you remember that when he stood before the governor of Egypt, he didn't realize that he was his brother, but he stood before him and the man said, I'm going to take your younger brother and I'll put him into prison and you can all go free.
犹大呢，他在做出了极大的一个悔改和忏悔。你记得当他站在那个埃及的统治者的面前的时候，他没有认出来呢，就是他的弟弟约瑟，他就说呢，当时就是这样的。
Judah said, "No, I sold one brother once. I won't do it again." He said to the governor of Egypt, "If you need someone to be your slave, I will be your slave. Let my brother go."
当时呢，那个他们说呢，要犹大把他的那个弟弟们放在这里做那个奴隶，但是犹大说呢，我不会这么做，因为我已经卖过一次我的弟弟了，我不会再卖我的弟弟。如果你们需要有什么人在这里做人质的话，让他们走，我留下。
And in both cases, verse 10, they humbled themselves before the Lord, and he lifted them up.
在第十经里讲到的呢，因为他们在主面前谦卑，所以主就让他们升高。
That's what God wants from us. Don't love the world. Love God. Don't try to put the two together. You love God. Don't worry about the world. You love God. And if you humble yourself, God will lift you up.
这就是人要我们做的。你们要爱神，不要爱世界，不要把神和世界放在一起。你们如果爱神，你就不会爱这个世界。如果你谦卑自己，神就会让你升高。
Now remember, these verses are not written to the non-Christian. They're written to Christians.
大家记住这封书信是写给基督徒的，不是写给非基督徒的。
We have to say, Lord, I want to love you, not the world. I want to follow you, not the world. You let God give you what he wants, but don't you be telling him, I need this, I need that. You say, Lord, I want the blessing of God.
我们要跟主说，主啊，我们爱主，我们不爱世界。我们呢，不要让这个世界诱惑我们。我们不是说想要我们想要的东西，我们只是说主给我们的东西，给我们需要的东西，我们可以了。不要去贪恋那些不是你自己的东西。你要谦卑自己，神就会让你升高。
Now there's a similar problem we read about in verse 11.
在第十一节里我们读到一个类似的问题。
It's all about slander or saying bad things about your brothers and sisters.
这些呢都是关于毁谤或者是说一些你弟兄姊妹们的坏话。
It says, brothers, do not slander one another.Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it.
第十一节说呢，弟兄们呢，不要彼此毁谤。若毁谤他的弟兄，论断他的弟兄，就是毁谤律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是行律法的，而是审判官了。
So again, one of the themes in this book is keep saying good things about your brothers.
这里呢，雅各书里一直就是告诉我们，你要说你的弟兄姊妹的好话。
Do you know how to keep saying good things about your brothers?
你知道怎么样去说你弟兄姊妹的好话吗？
Well, one of the easiest ways is to get to know them better.
很容易的一件事就是你去更了解他们。
And it's true, the more I get to know you, the more I love you because I understand you.
这个是真的，我越了解你们呢，我就越爱你们，因为我了解你们。
If I don't know you, all I know is your face and the overcoat you wear. But I don't know you. But when I get to know you, oh, I say, he's my brother.She's my sister. I know her. I love her. I understand her. I know where she's coming from. I know where she hurts.
这个呢，就是说呢，如果说我不了解你，我所知道的就是你的长相和你外面所穿的衣服。当我更了解你的时候呢，我就说，哦，这个是我的弟兄，这个是我的姊妹。我知道他喜欢什么，我知道他从哪里来的，我知道他的心里痛在哪。
The logic is, if you criticize your brother, it's probably because you're criticizing the law.
这个逻辑是呢，如果你毁谤你的弟兄呢，你实际上在毁谤律法。
You might even get to the point where you would say, you know, if I were your father, I'd give you a spanking.
你可能就最终会这样说，如果我是你的父亲的话，我会打你的屁股。
Why would you do that? Well, I would say because you broke the law.
为什么我那么做呢？那因为是说你违背了律法。
The law should be strong enough that it doesn't allow the things that my brother does.
Wow.
And I guess if I were to take that attitude, if I were to say, if I think that my brother, my sister, they're not very good, I think they should be judged.
如果照着这样下去呢，我就说呢，我的弟兄姊妹，如果他们不好，他们应该受到审判。
Then I would be saying, I guess, Harold, you're the first one to get the spanking.
然后我就对我自己说呢，Harold，你是第一个该挨打屁股。
You remember the story in John chapter 8. They brought a woman to the Lord Jesus. And they said, this woman's a very wicked woman. Bible says she should be stoned.
大家都记得在约翰福音第六章的一个故事，他们把一个行淫的妇女带到主耶稣面前，他们说呢，这按照律法说，这个人应该被石头打死。
And so the Lord Jesus said, all right, the one who doesn't have any sin, he can stone her first.
主耶稣基督说，那好吧，如果你们任其中任何一个人，他没有罪的话，他可以扔第一块石头。And
of course they all left, and they never did stone her.
他们当然了，所有的人都离去了，因为他们都是罪人。
And even the Lord Jesus didn't say bad things about her. He just said, you go, don't sin anymore. You go now.
就算是主耶稣基督也没说那个女的坏话，他就说呢，你走，不要犯罪。
Don't judge your brothers and sisters. They're all sinners just like you and me.
不要去论断你的弟兄姊妹。 他们所有的人都是罪人，就跟你我是一样。
So my job is not to tell you how bad you are. My job is to tell you Jesus loves you just like he loves me.
那个我的工作呢，不是告诉你有多坏，我的工作是告诉你主耶稣基督爱我，就像爱你们，就像爱我一样。
Verse 12 says, there is only one lawgiver and judge, that's Jesus, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
第十二节说的律法和判断人的只有一位，这就是主耶稣基督，就是那能救人也能灭人的。你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢？
So God will judge, and he will judge the right way. But we are just going to keep on following him.
神呢会审判，神会以公义的方式去审判，所以我们所要做的只是跟随神。
You remember the discussion that the Lord Jesus had with Peter after he had risen from the dead.
你们大家都记得主耶稣基督和那个 使徒彼得的那个谈话，在主耶稣基督复活以后。And
they talked for a while, John 21, and then the Lord Jesus, then Peter said, pointing to John, he said, Lord, what should John do?
然后呢，他们在那个约翰福音21章里讲到的，就是说他们交谈了一阵以后，然后那个彼得呢就指着约翰说，约翰怎么样呢？
And the Lord Jesus basically said, don't you worry about John, you follow me.
那个主耶稣基督就是说呢，你不要去管约翰了，你就跟从我就行了。
So the Lord is going to lead each one of us his way. He'll do it in his time. Don't you worry about the others. Just tell them about Jesus, but you keep following the Lord.
主耶稣基督呢，会让以他的方式，在他的时间里。 带领你，不要去管其他的人，你只管跟从着主就行了。Okay,
three big problems in this chapter.
在这一章里有三个大问题。Problem
number one is we tend to love the world.
问题之一呢，是我们试图爱世界。Problem
number two is we often say bad things about our brothers and sisters.
第二个问题呢，我们通常呢会说我们弟兄姊妹们的坏话。
Problem number three is, we often say great things about what we are going to do.
那个第三个呢，就是说我们有一个很大的事情我们要去做。
It would be bad to say, look at me, look at all the good things I did.
这个呢，如果你说你看看我，我看看我所做的事情，这对你来说是不好的。
But it would be worse to say, look at all the good things I'm going to do.
因为更糟糕的是，你看看我将准备做一些什么事情。
I'm better than you because I'm going to do this.
我还比你强多呢，是因为我准备去做这件事。
God says, no, 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 that's foolishness.
神说不不不不，这是很愚蠢。
So there is a relatively famous line, not from the Bible, but it's in British literature, English literature.
这里呢有一个很伟大的一句话，但是不是从那个圣经来的，是从一个英国文学里来的。
And it's a simple story about the foolishness of saying what I will be in the future.
这个呢，最愚蠢的事呢，就是说我将来我会是个什么样的人。
So in this story, there was a woman who was bragging.
然后呢，也在这个故事里有一个妇女在那吹牛。
And this is what she said. She said, I would be a wonderful pianist if I'd ever learned to play the piano.
这个女人说呢，我会成为一个最好的钢琴家，如果我以前学会了弹钢琴。
Well, that's absolute nonsense. If you're going to be a good pianist, go take piano lessons.
如果说这是完全没有道理。如果你要想成为一个好的钢琴家，那你就去上钢琴课。
And so there was a great man of God by the name of D.L. Moody.
一个属神的一个伟大的人，他叫穆迪。
And he used to preach, but other people criticized his preaching.
他通常呢，他在讲道，但是其他的人去批评他的讲道。
And they said, Mr. Moody, you don't really preach very well. If I were going to preach, I would preach better than that.
他们会说 Mr. Moody 先生，你的道讲得不好。如果是我讲道，我会比你讲得好多了。
And Mr. Moody said to him, I like the way I do it better than the way you don't do it.
那个穆迪说呢，我喜欢我自己行事的方式，而不喜欢你不去做事的方式。
Okay, so now again, verse 13.
再次来到第十三节。
And it says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, we'll spend a year there, carry on business, and make money.
第三节说，现在你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Okay, I'm going to brag about what I'm going to do. No, don't do that.
我会吹牛，我将要做的事情，不要那么去做。
And verse 14 says, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
第十四节说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
No good bragging about what you're going to do tomorrow. Do what you can today. Don't brag about tomorrow.
你去吹牛，你明天要做什么，没有什么好处。你就是把你今天要做的事做好就行了，不要去吹嘘你明天将要做的事。
What do we know about tomorrow? Well, verse 15 says, sorry, verse 14 says, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
第十四节直接说，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Okay, just a little bit. You're just like a little bit of fog. All of a sudden, the sun comes out, and the fog's gone.
也是像那一小片云雾，当太阳出来的时候，云雾就散了。
Very foolish to brag about tomorrow.
非常愚蠢的去吹嘘明天。
Verse 15 says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
第十五节说，你们应当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这做那。
And so the Christian very often has in his conversation the simple lines, Lord willing, or if the Lord wills. What am I going to do? I will want to be there if the Lord wills.
这基督徒通常呢讲的最简单的一句话呢，就是说呢，主若许可，或者说主若愿意，如果主愿意，主许可，我就可以去做这件事情。
We don't brag. We simply say, if the Lord is willing, then I would like to do this. If the Lord is willing, then I would like to do that.
那个我们不要去吹牛，我们就说，如果主愿意，主若许可，我就会做这；如果主若许可，我会去做那。
So verse 18 concludes then, it says, all boasting is evil. For us to say, we will do this, we will do that, when we don't know that we can, that would be very evil.
这个呢，第十六节讲到的呢，就是一个总结，总结说，现在你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的，为什么就是恶的呢？你去光去吹牛，光去吹嘘，什么都不做，实际上这就是恶。
And then verse 17 says, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, that man is sinning.
第十七节说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
If you know to do good, do it.
如果你知道行善呢，你就去做。
When would you do what you know to do?
什么时候知道你要去做你去做的事儿
？Well, you do it today, wouldn't you? Don't put it off till tomorrow. If you can do today, do today.
今天就做是不是？不要推到明天。如果你今天可以做，今天就把它做了。
But to know to do what is right and not to do it, that is sin. That's very bad.
如果你知道去行善却不去行，这就是罪，这个是非常不好的。
All right, so the book of James then is a book of very practical instruction.
那所以呢，那个雅各书呢是一个非常有实践性的一本书。
It basically is saying, let your Christian life be real.
基本上是说呢，让你的基督徒的人生变得真实。
Say the right thing and do the right thing. That's what James is all about.
说正确的话，做正确的事，这就是雅各书所有要讲。
And it's so easy for us to go in the wrong direction and pretend that we love God but stay in the world or serve the world. It would be terrible for us.To say bad things about our brothers, that would be an awful thing. And it would be terrible to brag about what we're going to do tomorrow, but just not do it today.
这个呢对我们基督徒来说很大的诱惑，就是说我们爱神，然后却呢走相反的方向，跑到世界上去爱世界，然后呢就是说你弟兄姊妹们的坏话，然后你就吹嘘你没有做的事，你明天要去做。
All right, well, those are a lot of a strong counsel from James today. I'm wondering if there are any questions. We have just a few minutes. Any questions These are very practical topics.
这个呢是非常长的，从雅各书来的忠告，这个也是极具实践性的。我就是觉得，如果大家对这方面的有什么问题，现在可以提出来。
Any questions today?
有没有问题？
Right. The story of Jacob, the book of James is the same word as Jacob. James in Greek is Jacob in Hebrew. And so this book is really the book of Jacob, and it's continually looking back at Jacob. And you'll remember that Jacob's life was a difficult life.
这里呢，希腊文是詹姆斯，我们英文也翻成 James， 中文是翻译成雅各。实际上，他就是旧约里的雅各。希伯来文呢叫雅各 Jacob， 那个希腊文呢叫那个詹姆斯。詹姆斯这本书呢，他就是一直往回倒，往回倒的就是说和那个雅各的人生呢，就是很大的联系。大家都记得雅各呢有一个很艰难的人生。
If you study Jacob's life, you find that he had good objectives. He wanted the blessing of God. He sought to follow the Lord, but he made many mistakes along the way.
但是你们大家呢，要回顾一件事，旧约的那个雅各的人生呢，他其实是。他很想跟随神的，他有那种想法跟随神，他也很爱神，但是在他的人生中呢，跟随神的这样的路上呢，他犯了很多错误。
But the outstanding thing about Jacob is that in spite of making mistakes, he kept on going.
这个雅各的杰出之处呢，是尽管他犯了那么多错，他一直保持前行。
He didn't give up. All kinds of disappointments, he kept on following God.
他从来不放弃，尽管有很多让他失望的事情，但是他坚持跟从神。
And you could say then, how could it be that here's a man with so many mistakes, and yet he was one of God's great servants? How could that be?
你会说这怎么可能呢？他犯了这么多错误，他怎么可能是神的一个最伟大的仆人之一呢？这怎么可能呢？
And the answer is very simply, he was great because he did keep going.
这答案是非常简单的，他的伟大之处呢，就是在他保持前行。
Are you perfect? Am I perfect? Not me.
你是完美的吗？我是完美的吗？反正我不是完美。
What do I do? I say, Lord, you know that I did it wrong, but I want to follow you today.
那么我所做的事情就是呢，我说主啊，您知道我做错了，但是今天呢，我要跟从你。
And because Jacob kept on going, he became a mighty man of God.
因为雅各呢保持前行，所以他最终成为了一个神的大能的人。
And so you and I read these chapters and we say, I did that wrong. And then we say, but God loved Jacob and God helped Jacob and God can help me.
因为我呢读到这本书的时候，你说这里我做错了。那里我又错了。我又错了。但是呢没关系。因为神帮助呢雅各，神也会帮助我。神爱雅各，神也会爱我。
And I just learned some Chinese today. The word is,
This is an international language.
That's an international word,
And I 学会了一句中文词叫
The Lord loves you, and the Lord loves me, and the Lord loved Jacob. And the Lord's going to bless us all. Keep on going for God.
Amen. 主爱雅各，主爱你，主爱我，主爱我们，主会赐福给我们，我们一定要坚持跟从主。
All right, let's read. Sorry, let's pray, and then next week we'll do chapter 5.
我们的祷告，下个星期我们会学习第五章。
Just pray now, Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us, and we pray that you will bless us.
主啊，我们非常感恩您对我们的美善，我们也祷告您会赐福给我们。
Help us, we pray, in all that we do, and cause us to be humble like Jacob, and to say, Lord, I was wrong, but I still want to follow you.
主啊，求你赐福给我们所有要做的事情，让我们去像那个雅各一样，说像他那样去谦卑，就是说呢，主啊，我都错了，但是我要跟从您。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Lord bless you. We'll carry on. See you as we can. This afternoon, the children. Tonight, the prayer meeting. The other Zoom meetings. Conference on the weekend. Lots to do for Jesus. Thank you.